Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday, June 21st, 2026. I'm Shaw Gage on Sunday morning, hanging out with you today. Hope all is well in your world. Man, I just want to be an encourager. I just want to be hopefully a person that can bring a little sunshine into your life and brighten your day, whether it's a joke or a inspirational story or just a positive thought. But going to kick it off today with a verse, Psalms 32:11. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. Man, just look, that one stopped me in my tracks earlier this week, and it just made me go, you know, I'm like everybody else. I've got stuff going on. I'm busy and getting pulled in a million different directions and all that fun stuff. But man, God just gave me that psalm right there. Just rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Just be glad. Just be thankful that, you know, I've got what I've got, and I'm here, and my health is good, and man, I've got a job, I've got a roof over my head, I got a beautiful family and people that love me, and just opportunities to share that joy and that gladness with others. So wherever you are today, think about that. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Whatever's going on, just thank Him. I know it's hard sometimes and there's mountains piling up and problems in life, but be encouraged this morning and just do. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous. Sing, all you who are upright in heart. I'm not a great singer, but you know what? I've been singing the last couple of days just because of what God's done for me and, you know, the fact that He loves me. And that's enough for anybody. So know that today He loves you. He wants to be a part of your life, and He just wants to talk to you. So spend some time with Him today. So glad we're hanging out together. And I got a couple of cool stories coming up I want to share with you just here on the other side. You know, I learned years ago that, you know, life is not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. There's nothing I can do about people in my life, situations in my life, circumstances in my life. They come at us, right? And they come at us fast, and they're not always fun. Sometimes they are, but you know, I've realized when they're not fun circumstances or things that happen to me, there's not a thing I can do about what's coming at me. All I can do is control my response. And y'all, it's important to keep your heart and to keep that joy. And it's so fun to come on here each and every week and just try to encourage myself and encourage you guys that are listening that, you know, just be joyful. And this psalm today we talked about in the last segment about just being joyful, rejoice in the Lord and be glad, right? There's so many unhappy people walking around and just divided and defeated and just this angst. But, you know, let's focus on the positives. Let's focus on what we have and not what we don't have. It takes me back to going through treatments and stuff, and I've shared the story of Tatiana before, just what an encouragement she was. She was a fellow cancer patient that I became friends with up at Vanderbilt and so many years ago, and she always, you know, would look at me and she said, just remember, there's always somebody that's got it worse. And, you know, if you were having a pity party that day, she was good about just kind of grabbing you by the collar and saying, hey, pull yourself together and just be encouraged. Because, again, there's always somebody that has it worse. And here recently, I've shared this before. It's been a couple of weeks. But there's a young man I've been following on Facebook. There's the Roberts family that their son, Will Roberts, has been going through just this awful bone cancer. And you know, the meeting with oncologists, they got Dr. Oz involved and Donald Trump. And I mean, he pleaded on Facebook on his mom's account, I need help because they're not offering this drug that I need for my bone cancer. I can only get it in California and I'm in Alabama. And it took off like wildfire. And it's really cool to see how God's working through this family and impacting so many people. I mean, they've got close to 29,000 followers on the last post, and just thought it was cool. But I just wanted to give an update, and I just want you to hear this. So if you're struggling, if you're going through something, or you know somebody that is, just I want you to hear the mentality of this young teenage guy that's just going through an awful, awful deal, and just what's happening. But here's the update. It said, we completed radiation today and then headed to clinic where Will is going to be receiving medication intravenously to help with the inflammation in his leg. Our ortho-oncologist on our team reviewed Will's CT scans of both his legs and his chest. The good news is that no new lesions were seen in his legs. Nothing in the area that we were concerned of, possible new tumor. and the lesions in his tibia now appear calcified or dead. On the chest CT, the two larger spots that had appeared back in April, the one on the left closest to the aorta, now appears calcified as well, leaving only one spot large enough for concern, but not a priority at this point. Our platelets are back up to 96,000, which means Monday we should be able to advance treatment and add another chemo-immuno-type agent alongside Deltarex G. For the first time in a while, I can breathe a little easier. Thank you to our team at the Sarcoma Oncology Center for being so patient with me and helping calm my nerves when I go into the sky is falling mode over every ache, pain, cough, or symptom. They always take the time to answer my questions and help me separate fear from facts. I know we are exactly where we are supposed to be. Our story is unbelievable when you look back at how we found this little gem of a sarcoma specialty clinic on the other side of the country. There have been too many doors open, people placed in our path, and moments that simply can't be explained any other way. God has been in this story since day one. Through the tears, anger, questions, and moments I screamed, cussed, doubted, and said things that would make my cussing grandmother turn over in her grave, God never left. Even when my faith faded and had my weak moments, He has never stopped writing our story. And for that, I am thankful, although I am so undeserving of His love for me. Wow. What a powerful, powerful perspective. Y'all, that was a post written by Will's mom, Brittany. And it's just, man, it's amazing to see a family that is really just living it out and they're trusting the Lord. Y'all, it's hard. It's messy. It's there's a daughter and a grandmother in Alabama, and the mom and dad are out with Will in California, and they're. But you know what? What's so cool is God is using this family, and He's pouring into other individuals through this circumstance. And Will, man, we're praying for you, and y'all pray for Will Roberts out there. This young man, nobody deserves cancer. It's awful. But when you see this young man, check it out on Facebook. Will Roberts is his name. Shouldn't be very hard to find if you can follow his story. But be praying for this Roberts family, y'all, because they are doing exactly what we were talking about in the last segments. They are rejoicing in the Lord, and they are being glad. Even in the face of cancer, of this awful giant, and everything that's been going on, look, it's hard times and still uncertain with Will, right? I mean, it's still walking on faith and just trusting the Lord for His plan. But if y'all would, lift Will Roberts up today. I'm going to be doing the same. Lord, we just pray for Will Roberts right now and pray that You would heal him and bless him and just, Lord, just work through him to impact other people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for the Roberts family. Thank you for Will Roberts and just that group of just being vulnerable, right? Just being out there before the world to see. And just, man, that is what it's all about, letting people in when it hurts, when it's hard, because it's an encouragement. It makes me think back to what I went through. Makes me reminisce about conversations with Tatiana, who I believe was an angel in my own life and my own cancer journey. But y'all be praying for this family. Whatever you've got going on, you don't have what Will Roberts going on more than likely. So just smile, rejoice a little bit, and be glad, and turn some positivity towards that family and say a few prayers if you don't mind. We sure would appreciate it. You know, Will Roberts, who again is facing this osteosarcoma cancer battle, again uprooted his whole family. Well, his mom and dad and himself, sister and grandmother have been going out and visiting from Alabama to California because that's the only place in this country that he can get this drug. And a lot of strings had to be pulled. And y'all just be praying for, you know, doctors and medicine and that these kids and these cancer patients will get the medicines that they so desperately need. Sometimes there's so much red tape that it seems overwhelming. But again, this young man took to Facebook and just pleaded because he's stage four osteosarcoma. He's got an issue with his eye. He has to have this patch over his eye. And he's just got some physical limitations and he's struggling. As a young man just crying out for help, and y'all, people responded. And that lets me know there are still good people in this world. Because the communities, whether, you know, in Alabama where he's from or in California where they got on a plane and went with no real certainty of where they were going to be and how long they were going to have to stay, but God has surrounded them with people, with a community of believers out there, And if you'll follow the story, you're going to be inspired. I'm just telling you. But I watched a video earlier this week of Will, and I'd encourage you to check it out. But he's just talking about living in the moment, living for today. Don't worry about tomorrow. That's what he told us. This young man, he's got so much wisdom, but he said, y'all, I can't worry about it. He said, I've got these appointments with the eye doctor and the oncologist and this and that on Monday. And it's, you know, he said, my flesh wants to worry, but he said, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. He said, you can pray about it or you can worry about it. One does everything and one does nothing. And y'all, that stopped me in my tracks. What a cool reminder from Will about who God is. You know, you can pray about it or you can worry about it. One does everything and one does nothing. Isn't that so true? What are your trials? What are your issues? What do you have going on? Maybe it's now, maybe it's been in the past, but how do I approach that? That's the question ever since I heard that your interview is or that video. It's like, what am I praying about stuff in my life or am I worrying about it? Man, I'm worrying about a lot of stuff is what it made me reveal. So thank you, Will, for that encouragement and just sharing your heart. And buddy, we're praying for you. And I know it's tough, but man, you just hang in there and keep on kimbatoning and trusting the Lord. And as I tell people, I'm almost ashamed to admit, but my life advice to people anymore is from the movie Finding Nemo, and it's just keep swimming, baby. Just keep swimming, and that's all we can do. Will, you're doing a great job. Keep fighting the fight. We're praying for you and your whole family, and just, man, God is using your story to encourage people. I know it, and thank you to Will and the Battles family. Just y'all keep trusting the Lord, and man, we are praying for you. And man, just keep on keeping on. I wanted to share a pretty cool story I came across this week about Warrick Dunn, former running back, played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I believe he went to school at Florida State. I'm not mistaken. Might have been Miami, but I think it was Florida State. And then went on to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in an NFL career. Great running back, but this is pretty cool. And that just is inspiring. I wanted to share this because there's not many people built like Warrick Dunn. And look, I'm not a big Florida State fan or a Tampa Bay fan, but I'm a Warrick Dunn fan after reading this. But check this out. It says, when he was just 18 years old, his life changed forever. His mother, Betty Smothers, was a Baton Rouge police officer. She was injured and passed away while working on an off-duty security job, leaving behind six children. Warrick was still a senior in high school. Most teenagers are thinking about graduation, college, friends, and football. Warrick suddenly had to think about how to help raise his five younger siblings, but he did not give up. He went to Florida State. There you go. He graduated. He became a star football player. Then he made it to the NFL as a first-round pick and went on to play 12 seasons in the NFL. But what he did after becoming successful is what makes his story unforgettable. Warrick never forgot what his mother wanted most. She had dreamed of owning a home, so he created a program to help single-parent families buy homes of their own. Through Homes for the Holidays, he helped families with down payments, furniture, food, and the things that turn a house into a home. Over the years, he has helped more than 145 families move into homes. Single mothers, children, families who needed someone to believe in them. He could have spent everything on himself. Instead, he used his success to give other families the dream his mother never got to live. From tragedy to responsibility to the NFL to changing lives, Warrick Dunn did not just become a football player. He became a kind of man his mother would have been proud of. Shout out to Warrick Dunn. That's 100P right there, man. Keep on keeping on. And I love that. Be inspired. Go help somebody else today in the spirit of Warrick Dunn, man. That's what it's all about. I appreciate you, Warrick. You know, when you have good people, you just know they're good people. And it's just fun to see encouraging things like this. I don't know how it all works in nature and cosmically and all that good stuff, but I believe God is the creator of all of this, from people to the earth to animals to everything in between. I do believe God is the ultimate creator. But check this out. I thought this was pretty cool how just sometimes nature ties together. But this is about an individual. Lawrence Anthony spent his whole life rescuing wild elephants in South Africa. When he died on March 2nd, 2012, the herds did something nobody can explain. Two separate groups walked 12 miles through Zululand bush to his home. They had not visited in 18 months. They arrived from different directions within hours of each other. They stood outside his house in silent vigil for 2 full days and then quietly dispersed. They came back on the anniversary every year. It's kind of mind-blowing, isn't it? How did they know? I don't know. Pretty interesting, but it sounds like Lawrence Anthony was a good dude. He spent his life rescuing and giving his time and energy to rescuing these elephants in South Africa. And, you know, it may not sound like a, you know, Habitat for Humanity or building houses or working in soup kitchens, but that was his ministry, y'all. And it was with elephants. And some people may dismiss that, but I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, when living things see good things, they gravitate towards it. And I think that's just pretty cool about these elephants. So what's your ministry? Who are you impacting? It can be elephants. It can be preschoolers. It can be senior citizens. It can be anybody and anything in between. But just know, man, be glad. Be glad that you are who you are and that God created you to be who you are. And you have an opportunity each and every day to get out there and spread the sunshine around. I mean, what a great metaphor. We've had all this rain here in Alabama for the last couple of weeks. Seems like a month. I might be about to start building an ark out back. I don't know, but because there's more coming. But why not be a little sunshine in these dark days? And that's our job. That's, I believe, as Christians or as followers of Christ, that's what we're supposed to do. And so go be the sunshine, whether it's elephants or people, neighbors, church members, coworkers, whatever it may be. Just, you know what? I'm just going to say this. Get over yourself and be glad that you have what you have. Don't be a victim. Know that Jesus loves you. And y'all just keep on keeping on and doing a great job. But trust in him, and man, he's gonna take care of you, I promise. So thank you for that interesting read, and we appreciate understanding Lawrence Anthony. I never would have known who he was if I hadn't come across that story, but pretty cool stuff. You know, I always like hearing an inspirational story or somebody standing up in the face of adversity when I would probably run like a wounded dog, but I just want to give a shout out to Antoinette Tuff. She's a bookkeeper in Georgia. She was working at the Ronald E. McNair Discovery Learning Academy when a 20-year-old gunman entered the building armed with an AK-47 and nearly 500 rounds of ammunition. Instead of fleeing, she stayed on the phone with 911 and began speaking directly to the shooter, calmly listening to him and sharing her own struggles to build a human connection in the middle of a crisis. Through compassion and steady courage, Antoinette kept him talking and away from the students while emergency dispatchers coordinated the response outside. Her voice helped de-escalate the situation until the gunman ultimately surrendered without anyone being injured, turning a potential mass tragedy into an arrest instead of a massacre. Man, wow. Antoinette, tough. Thank you so much. I mean, saved countless lives over there. And you know that had to be hard. You see somebody coming into a building, and look, if they've got an AK-47 and 500 rounds of ammunition, you're probably going to know it, and it's probably not going to be a good thing. And, you know, we hear this going on more and more and more, and Lord, help us. Lord, help us with this situation. There's no reason to be going in and doing this, but, you know, some people just get mixed up, and I don't know what causes that, but it's just, you know, if you're hearing my voice and you're even thinking about doing something like that, do not do that. That is not, it's just unacceptable. And if you see something, say something. And here's Antoinette Tuff, who just said, you know what, I see something and I'm going to do it. And she put her life on the line, not knowing the outcome. And I want you to think about that for a second, because I know I have been. Like, if I was standing there in a school, which I used to teach, and I can see that, if I was standing there and I saw a gunman walk in, what would I do? What would you do in that situation? Ultimately, I don't think any of us know how we would immediately react, but I'd love to think that I'd be a hero like Antoinette and just start that conversation. And, you know, in that what I just read, it said she made that human connection. And it's amazing, y'all, when we make that human connection with people, it changes things. It just does. And, you know, I was talking to a customer of mine this week, and, Yeah, I took a phone call Thursday night at 8 o'clock. He sent me a text. There was an issue at the plant. And we were working through something, nothing major, but he just said, hey, do you mind if I give you a call? And I said, no, I don't. And he called me, and we talked for like an hour on Thursday night at 8 o'clock with a customer. And he just thanked me at the end of that. And he said, Shaw, it's because you make that connection is why we do business with you. And I said, well, I appreciate that. I said, it is intentional, but I said, that's just who I am and what I do. If I'm available, I'm going to take the call and I'm going to try to help any way I can. Now, I'm no Antoinette Tough, but pointing back to her human connection in that situation, it made a huge difference. In the work world for me, it's made a huge difference. So if you don't know how to connect with people, just pray about it. Just start a conversation. You know, most people are approachable. We just think they're not. So regardless of the situation, whether it's the shooter like Antoinette faced or it's an everyday relationship, just focus on the human connection. Focus on the individual and not the problem. You know, when we look at people and go, oh, they got 10 million problems. You know what? So do I. So does everybody else walking around on this thing we call the earth that's spinning through the universe, you know. But when we stop and we look at the individual and really begin to understand who they are and what they're doing and what they're going through, man, we can make that connection and we can make a difference. So thank you, Antoinette Tough. You're an inspiration, and we thank God for you and the countless lives that you saved. So I guess what I'm saying today is be glad. You know, I've shared several stories, you know, from Will Roberts all the way to Antoinette Tough and the Elephant Man in between. You know, it's just be present where you are. Be glad where you are. I mean, I can sit here and think about a million different things that I think I deserve or that I want and that somebody else has. And, you know, it's never going to end if you keep going down that road. There's always something else. There's always something newer. There's always something blah, 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 blah. But, man, when you focus on just being there for people, and as we talked about in the last segment, When you just focus on the relationships, you focus on that, hey, how can I encourage this person? How can I help this person? How can whatever it may be? Man, you begin to make a difference in the lives of other people. I was sharing with a young man this week that, man, my first year of teaching school, Janet found a stencil and she put it up on the wall in my first classroom. And it was hung right over the light switch as you walked in out of the classroom each and every day. But it said, live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way. And each and every day, that whole first year of teaching school up at GCA, myself and my students got to see that message walking in and out of my classroom each and every day. And I still think about that from 2009. I mean, that's what, 18 years ago? But it's true. Are you living your life to the fullest, and are you making a difference along the way? Now, you don't have to, but isn't that why we're here? I mean, shouldn't you be living life to the fullest? I mean, you want to sit around and look at your phone all day, every day, and just do the bare minimum. Hey, more power to you. That's your right, but you're missing out. You're missing out on life. You're missing out on relationships, and you're missing out on a bunch of cool stuff that's happening out in this world. So I'm going to make a commitment. I'm going to put my phone down a little bit more this week. I'm going to get outside. I'm going to go connect with people, even when I don't feel like it. Maybe it's after I get home from work. Maybe I'm going to go meet a new neighbor or somebody that I've never really talked to. And just try to develop that relationship and, you know, see where it goes, right? I'm going to live life to the fullest, and I'm going to make a difference along the way, because it all points back to this Psalm 32:11, rejoice in the Lord and be glad. You know, God's word tells us right there, be glad, rejoice. When's the last time you saw somebody rejoice? You know, think about that word, rejoice. I mean, that's like, when I hear the word rejoice, I think, man, you're jumping up and down, you're bouncing, and you're almost screaming because you're so happy, like, woohoo, you know, I mean, like, rejoice. Yes, absolutely. But God's telling us, you know, be that way, have that high spirit and be glad. Because you know what? God is, he loves you and he wants a relationship with you. And man, he's just encouraging you and telling you to be glad and rejoice in him. We can sit around and sulk, or we can get up and get motivated. And, you know, as Will Roberts said from the earlier segment, we can live in the present. And don't worry about tomorrow. Just live in the present. You can pray about it or you can worry about it. One does everything and one does nothing. So don't worry about your Monday. Focus on your today. And man, just live life to the fullest and make a difference along the way, however you can. Whatever that means to you, if you don't know how, just pray about it. Ask the Lord to bless you. ask the Lord to reveal himself to you in a deeper way so that you can go encourage other people and you can lift them up and you can inspire others. Because you know what? If you'd have told me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago that I'd be doing something like this each and every week, I never would have believed you. But all because the Lord has put me through things and allowed me to go through things and has encouraged me and has built me up over my 52 years. Man, I know what God can do for you. I know what he's done in my life. And so just trust him. That's what I'm going to encourage you with you today. If you don't know how to do that, just start talking to him. Say, God, I need help. If you do know how to do that, man, dig a little deeper. Challenge yourself and just, man, try to encourage somebody this week. I hope you guys have a great week. It is a joy to come in here each and every week and to do this. Sometimes it's just me talking. Sometimes I have people in the studio or over the phone and I'm interviewing. And I do apologize. I've had a couple of people this week tell me, man, the last couple of interviews you've had were going a little longer on the podcast side. But I said, hey, it's, you know, when God shows up and starts moving, we're just going to have a conversation. So that's all we do. And hopefully you're encouraged. Hopefully it puts a smile on your face. And, you know, we'll just keep on keeping on. And if you enjoyed what you hear this week, come on back again next week and we'll do it again.